I don't know whether you have had the benefit of seeing it. It's with a little reluctance that I could even come out publicly with it. But except that these CSOs have asked for my head or for my resignation. It's a pressure. Everybody is calling me here and there. What have you done? Is it true that you have surreptitiously, as the word is, or scandalously decided to take GNPC shares and sell it to a foreign company, depriving this country of? I believe these are all allegations that I find them unfortunate. It's not the case. CG oil industry is very sensitive, and it's not my activity as an individual. It's not my conduct as an individual that will determine what is happening. I am complimented by, indeed, it's a chain of command, the presidency, the Ministry of Finance, our board of directors, there's an executive committee of GNPC, and the CEO is in charge of all these things. Before we take any decision, we go through meetings. Now, I can't on my own go and sell GNPC assets. As I said, it's a bit complicated. Now, I will have left, immediately you write such a thing about it, that people sense, even you, the media, you sense that there's a problem there. Somehow, how can a GNPC chairman go and sell the shares of the company to a foreign, deprive this country? Maybe he's doing so that he will benefit from it. We'll have some. You pay him on a salary. It's scandalous.
Was there any intention to sell blocks?
Please, there's no intention to do so. There was no block that you are selling or decided to sell. What happened is that there was a 7% interest in JOHL, which government through GNPC had tried or had decided to acquire. But this 7% forms part of shares that Anadarko, who was holding them, had decided to go, and he wanted members. You see, when you decide to sell your shares of a company, of this conglomerate, other members of the shareholding have a first right of refusal also. Petro SA, which is a shareholder, for a long time has been a shareholder since 2012, had indicated that they also were interested. And this 7% is a small 7% share that another one had left, which they have put in JOHL. So they have also indicated that they were interested since 2021. And we, GNPC, had decided that we won the share because at that time, oil prices were going up and we thought if we sell it, we'd make more money. They insisted that as a procedure and as of right under the petroleum agreement, they are also entitled to pro rata interested in any share that anybody is living, that is members like an adapting citizen. So they made bid for it. And we say, look, we have already arranged it, we influenced it, so we want it all for ourselves. 7%. And they appear not to be happy with it, and they will not agree. Eventually, they may have to go to arbitration, Ghana, or whatever it is, for it to be determined. And we thought that it was not, I particularly thought that, as chairman of the board of directors, who virtually and most often had to deal with share structures of the company. So I thought that we should meet them and decide on something. We had a couple of meetings. I proposed to them that if need be, the 7% they are talking about, instead of them taking it, or we taking it all, we could sit down and take 50-50. That was my problem. But I did mention, and I did stress by a letter, that even if we agree on this one, it's subject to the approval and sanctioning, written consent of the Minister of. But let me.
But if we have preemption rights, yes, if you exercise the preemption rights, why then would you like to sell parts to the other?
We are not selling. I kept on stressing that we are not selling. That it is 10%, the 7% that we all were struggling to have. We wanted it. And we even thought that we have had it, watch our hands. And they insisted, no, they are also interested. There's definitely a disagreement over it. And it started 2021. They still knocked down the doors. Indeed, let me admit before you, the media, that the minister had already told me that no, we will not do that. I says, well, it is a difficult situation. In that case, deal with the minister, your counterpart in South Africa. And why I deal with the South African chairman and so forth of it, so that it's an America. Because after all, we are all shareholders of the DWT share structure of the oil. Now, over 7 months, it's not happened. So I proposed that in that case, instead of them going, they said, were telling me they're going for arbitration. And I proposed to them that please, instead of going, let's talk about it. But 7%, let's say 50-50, 3.5, 3.5. But if we even decide on that, the minister will have to either approve of it or not.
How much are they going to pay for the 3.5%?
We paid 164, which means they will take half of it, that's all.
$164 million.
That's right.
So what's the way forward? Has the government now decided to go through that? Well, we are talking.
That's why I would prefer, I wish, as I said, the oil industry is sensitive. I don't think this one needs to be something that we are discussing. Some people have said that I've carried the shares by the roadside to on my head to sell and put the money in my pocket, or maybe the profits in my pocket.
Let me finish.
When people say this and so forth, the oil industry reacts to it. Those who are also involved in exploration and exploitation of these resources, those who want to invest in it, they read between the lines. They know the laws governing shareholders. They know the law of transfer, how they easily can give out their shares or buy shares within it. And when it becomes a football playing A4, let's say those who have not even read it, those who don't even know it, like CSOs, who can now say that this one wants to deprive Ghana of his shares and that his head must go. It's unfortunate. The least I can say is unfortunate. I'm saying, you've asked me, what is the next thing to do? I'm saying, we are talking about it. I wish the media will appreciate it from that angle.
There seem to be some friction between you and the minister.
I don't see it. I don't see it. We may disagree on some issues, even at board level, we disagree. As to whether me, myself, I should have the opportunity to do and talk to my other colleague in South Africa. There should have been a disagreement over it a little. But a disagreement doesn't mean that, a little disagreement here and there, doesn't mean that there's friction. I don't believe that. Unfortunately, it is that it has overflown and it's gone public. People have gone public on it on correspondence, which I thought should have been quickly dealt with. But it's something like that. So please, this is the situation over which I have issued a thing. Thank you so much.